Has it ever felt like you're doing everything right? You're eating healthy, you're working out, and yet your energy still crashes, or your mood swings hit out of nowhere, like a twist in a crime story that you didn't see coming. Listen, I've been there too, and what I've discovered is that many of these issues could be tied to hormonal imbalances, like a hidden criminal lurking in the background, throwing everything off track. But here's the good news. This is one mystery that you can solve with Happy Mammoth. There's no need for a long investigation. Just take the free 2-minute quiz from Happy Mammoth. You answer a few questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can finally feel like yourself again. According to a survey, after taking Hormone Harmony, 86% of women started to lose weight. 77% said that it improved their mood. And the biggest benefit? 100% of women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code ATTWG at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code ATTWG for 15% off today. We sleep better when we sleep cool. As the weather is getting warmer, staying cool while we sleep will be top of mind. Organic and natural bedding sleeps cooler than cheaper synthetic alternatives, and they last longer too. A fresh season calls for a fresh start, and that includes your bed. From seriously soft organic cotton sheets to breathable silk and luxurious down duvets, Avocado Green's bedding makes it easy to reset your space sustainably. Perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months, Avocado Green sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and help regulate temperature, so you sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. Avocado bedding is thoughtfully designed and expertly crafted for lasting durability. From reinforced stitching to premium long staple organic fibers, every detail is made to stand the test of time, wash after wash, season after season. We sleep better when we sleep cool, so head to avocadomattress.com today to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you wish to ask. And then she can either type a response or use their voice-to-text feature, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy. It's something that you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. And this is something that Ethan and I had been thinking about doing with our parents. We have this podcasting equipment, so we wanted to find a way for them to tell their story. But I love this because it's so regimented. They send them a question every week, and it just makes it really easy and turnkey. And it just seems like a great way for us to get our parents' stories down so that our children and our children's children can have them. So if you're interested, check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code ATTWG at checkout for 15% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code ATTWG for 15% off today. This is not the episode I wanted to be making. If you follow us on social media, and you know that my friend from high school, Steve Causey, went missing in Largo, Florida on March 21st. Ethan and I recorded a quick, off-the-cuff episode just trying to get his information out there in order to hopefully help drum up witnesses and ultimately help with the investigation. Just 5 minutes after we recorded that, I got a text from our other friend from high school, Masa Saidi, who is an investigative reporter for WFLA in Tampa. She texted me the statement from the Largo Police Department that they made on Sunday, March 26th, 2023 at 11:54 a.m. And I'm going to read it here. Update: arrest made in missing persons case. The Largo Police Department has arrested 44-year-old Thomas Roman Kozowski and charged him with first-degree murder in regard to missing person Stephen Causey. On March 21, 2023, the Largo Police Department responded to a call for service in reference to a missing person. Officers learned that Stephen Causey had left his office, 1501 South Belcher Road, leaving behind his wallet, car keys, and cell phone. However, he was never seen exiting the building and left behind his vehicle. During the investigation, there was a strong chemical odor in the men's bathroom of the office and small drops of blood. A subsequent forensics investigation revealed a significant amount of blood in the same bathroom. Largo police detectives began looking for a suspicious person and vehicle that were seen at the office building the same time as the victim. This led the investigation to obtaining a search warrant on the Kozowski's residence in Tarpon Springs. Evidence obtained from the search warrant led to the vehicle stop of Kozowski on Saturday, March 25th, 2023 in Tarpon Springs. Thomas Roman Kozowski was placed in custody and transported to Pinellas County Jail and charged with first-degree murder. The body of Stephen Causey has not been located at this time. The Largo Police Department would like to thank the Tarpon Springs Police Department, Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, and the Pinellas Pasco County State's Attorney's Office for their assistance in this ongoing investigation. As stated, the investigation is still active and ongoing. We anticipate providing additional information when the integrity of the investigation allows us to do so. At this time, we are asking that anyone that feels they have information pertinent to this investigation to call Detective Bolton at the Largo Police Department at 727-587-6730. This is obviously not the ending that we wanted on this, and it's not the end because Stephen has still not been found. So we still need people who were in the area of 1501 South Belcher on Tuesday, March 21st, to come forward with anything that they may have seen. I'm going to go ahead and play what we had recorded. You know, obviously, we talk about the CCTV and we do talk about this plastic surgeon who was arrested, Dr. Kozowski, and, you know, my hope that this arrest was not related. Although, of course, now we know that it is. Steve was a funny guy. We were in a lot of plays together in high school, and he actually worked as a stagehand on Broadway before moving to Florida and becoming a lawyer. He had a good soul, and he's going to be greatly missed by everyone who knew him. I'm glad that there's been an arrest so quickly in this case, and I'm just devastated that this is how it turned out. Thank you to everyone who has been following and who has helped share this. And again, please keep sharing his story so that we can get more information to aid in the prosecution and to find Steve. This is going to be an unusual episode. Steve Causey is an attorney in Largo, Florida, in the Tampa area. And he has been missing since Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. Steve Causey is a friend of mine from high school, and he has gone missing under very mysterious circumstances. On March 21st, he allegedly went to the restroom, left behind his keys, his phone, his wallet at his desk, and never returned. So this week, we are going to bring you basically what we know about Steve and his disappearance, just in hopes of getting more publicity for his case up there. We are just hoping that he comes home safely, but we have to use this platform, I think, to, you know, to help out in a situation like this. So I don't have a script. I haven't done anything. This is not going to be normal. But today we are covering the very breaking story of Steve Causey. I'm Kona Gallagher.
And I'm Ethan Flick.
And this is And Then They Were Gone. So yeah, this is, again, not a normal episode. It's not going to be very polished or clean, but if you follow us on social media, you've seen that I've been making videos about this ever since I found out, you know, yesterday, really. I found out Friday night. So I took our kids to the movies and I got home around 9:30 and I had like all these texts and tags on Facebook and I didn't know, you know, obviously what the hell was happening. And I looked and I saw one of the texts was like missing attorney from Largo, like, you know, attorney goes missing under mysterious circumstances. And I was like, okay, I mean, because people send me cases all the time right. to look into. So, and like, I was tired because we went and saw friggin' John Wick and that thing was like 3 hours long. And so I was like getting ready to go to bed. And so I clicked on it and I saw Steve's picture. And like, what was wild to me is that like, Steve isn't a criminal attorney. So, you know, my first thought, if an attorney goes missing under suspicious circumstances, is it's must
a client or
yeah,
or somebody on the opposite side.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And so it was just super, I'm like, I thought he was still doing family law, which he did used to work for a family law attorney, right?
Okay.
And because our friends, Emily Meredith, they called me that night because they were freaking out and they're like, you know, this is really scary. And I was like, yes. And so they said, yeah, I think he's working family law. So he was, but now he works for Blanchard and Associates, I think is the name of the law firm, but Jake Blanchard owns it. And they're like bankruptcy attorneys, which other than tax law, I don't think it gets much more boring than that, right?
For sure, yeah.
I mean, you would think that like there's no way any of that could be related.
Right. Or that there would be, you know, that level of animosity towards your bankruptcy attorneys.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I didn't. So as soon as, you know, I found that out, I was like, okay, well, something else must be going on, right? Because our, you know, the post on Facebook that I found out about it, like that was my first question. Like what case was he working on? Right. But who knows? So what we find out, and this is why I decided that I immediately wanted to get involved because Steve went missing on Tuesday afternoon, March 21st. He was working in his office. And this is what we know based on the 4-line statement that the Pasco Police Department has released in relation to this case. He was working in his office. He went to the bathroom. He did not come back. Now, he left his keys, his wallet, his cell phone, everything at his desk. And, you know, I think a lot of dudes might take their phone to the bathroom, but, you know, if it was supposed to be a quick trip, yeah, like,
right,
you know, he left it behind.
So with that, it's automatically thinking, you know, Robert Hoagie Hoagland leaving his stuff behind and disappearing. However, I know there's more to it.
Right. However, it was reported that there was blood found in the bathroom. And I don't have more details on that. So I don't know if it was a lot of blood, if it was a little bit of blood, where in the bathroom the blood was located, right, what time the blood was found.
Right. And wasn't there a mention of the smell of bleach also?
Right. There was a smell of bleach too. So that,
it's a bathroom
in an office building.
Right. Like, maybe there's cleaning products
right
around.
So like that, the bleach thing, you know, I don't know that that means anything, honestly.
Right.
Or it could mean that, you know, whoever, if something did happen, the person did try to clean up and just left a small amount of blood behind that they just missed. I don't know. But from what it seems like, you know, this is in the middle of the day on a Tuesday. This isn't like he was there on the weekend working extra hours. And so like nobody was in the building,
in the office.
Right?
Yeah.
His boss, Jake Blanchard, who says that he's been best friends with Kazi for 5 years, you know, is the one who like reported all of this. And so he was there at the time, from what I understand. Now, and from what I also understand, this bathroom, it's like the communal office building bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, whoever did, if something happened in that bathroom, like the person wouldn't have had a ton of time to like do a whole cleanup,
right,
I would think, in the middle of the afternoon on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So getting back though to why I immediately became disturbed, other than the fact that my friend from high school went missing under these very upsetting circumstances, is this happened on Tuesday afternoon, and it only made the news on Friday afternoon. And the reason it made the news on Friday afternoon is because one of the reporters from WFLA, she's like a, you know, a consumer protection, mm-hmm, like reporter. So it's like, you know, if you're getting screwed over by a business, like you call her and she'll come help you out, like that type of thing.
Right.
So she was working on like a case like that, that was also being handled by Steve's law firm. So she was there reporting on that. And then I guess found out from Jake or from somebody else who works there that Steve went missing on Tuesday. And so she reports on that, and, you know, we'll link to the original news, report that she did, where she talks about how she just kind of stumbled across this. But like by this time, it's been 3 days. And then so she reports on this, and then that's when the Pasco police, the Largo police released their statement saying that he went missing under suspicious circumstances, but they don't, you know, say anything else.
Right. So, I mean, obviously it begs the question, why didn't they have some sort of press release immediately or before that? I mean,
right. And you get it from the standpoint of a missing adult, right?
Sure.
Because he could have just left, he could have done whatever. And any police agency, they're not going to put out a press release for every single like missing adult who leaves work in the middle of the day. Right. However,
except that there was blood found in the bathroom.
There was blood found in the bathroom.
Right. So it's missing under suspicious circumstances. And, you know, at that point, it would make more sense to get it out as quickly as possible because people might have seen something.
Right.
I mean, as a police, you know, you in this circumstance, you're already behind the eight ball because you have no idea what happened. You don't know if he walked off on his own accord or if somebody took him.
Yeah.
So it would make more sense to just get it out there so that you can find as much information out as possible.
So I don't know what to think at this point. I've been making TikToks about this. I made like 7 between today and yesterday because this is all I've been able to focus on. I mean, you know, you can attest that I've been a complete fucking disaster since yesterday morning. It's Sunday morning at 11:30 when we're recording this, by the way. When I found out on Friday, and again, not to make this about me, but I have a point to saying this. When I found out about this on Friday night, it was shocking, and I was just confused. Like, I didn't know how to feel, right? Like, you know, what do I do? Like, I have to help in some way. And so, like, I went over and, you know, I posted on Twitter. I started reaching out to people in the missing person space just to, like, let them know, you know, just trying to use whatever, like, connections I have. I went to Web Sleuths. Somebody had already started a thread on Web Sleuths.
Yeah.
So I posted on that, and it's like, if you look at that post, you can tell I'm like, so just like, I don't know what the fuck is happening. Like,
yeah.
And so I didn't know what to do. So I woke up Saturday morning. I had like this work retreat that I was supposed to be at all day that I was sponsoring. It was like a whole thing. I was supposed to leave the house at like 9 a.m. And instead I got on the phone with Masa Saidi, who also graduated high school with us. And she just happens to be an investigative reporter for WFLA in Tampa, which is the station that broke this story. So she wasn't the reporter who was, you know, doing the original story, but she's on it now. I can't, you know me. Listen, I'm not the everything happens for a reason person.
Yeah, definitely not.
I believe in coincidences for sure. But given the fact that you have three people who graduated from Loudoun County High School together, one of them has been an investigative reporter for the past like 10 years, who ends up in Tampa. You know, she's not from there.
Right.
One of them was a stagehand on Broadway after college, ended up becoming a lawyer in Tampa. And one of them's just some dummy who started a fucking podcast about missing people 3 years ago. But we all converged on this. And like, Masa is an investigative reporter and she's on the ground there. I have this platform and Steve went missing.
Right.
Like, I have to, like, there's just something that makes me feel that maybe it did happen, you know, that like I'm supposed to be doing something to help, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's why this has been, I don't know, just it's why we're here recording this right now with no script, and why we don't have our normal episode this week, because I didn't finish editing it because I just have only been able to think about this. All right. So let's talk a little bit about what we know, which is not much.
Yeah. So far as I know, that statement from the police is the only thing that we know.
Basically. Yeah. So I talked to Masa yesterday morning, just to be like, you know, what is going on? This is your station. Are you actually on this? Like, what do you know? Is there information that isn't out there? You know, whatever. We talked a lot. There's things that she's working on that I am not allowed to share.
Right.
Because the last thing that I want to do is hurt any part of this investigation. She's obviously bound by a lot more rules than I am, but I still, you know, I don't have a job that would be in jeopardy if I say too much. But again, I want to be very cognizant of not spreading rumors and, right, you know, just not, like I said, doing anything to harm this investigation. So I spoke with her, and after speaking with her, that's when it like really became real. And that's when I just, you know, started crying, and I've been basically crying on and off ever since. I also spoke with Steve's mother and just, you know, offered my support and help. She says that the police have been very diligent in this, in her opinion. And she is also worried about doing anything to compromise the investigation. She released a brief statement this morning that she said she was, when we were speaking yesterday, she said she was getting approved. Now, this is from Steve's mother, Lois Kazi. Quote, "As a family, we are frantic with worry and numb with fear over Steven's disappearance. We would like to thank the Largo Police and the Pinellas Sheriff's Office for working diligently to try and ascertain what has happened. The outpouring of love and support from people who know and care for Steven has brought me has brought some comfort. Right now, we need information and facts. Steven has been missing since Tuesday, March 21st, morning. Steven was last seen at his office at 1501 South Belcher Road in Largo. Anyone who may have seen or heard something is asked to call the Largo Police at 727-587-6730. So again, very basic, but this is what strikes me now that I'm reading this again. She got this approved by Largo Police,
right?
Based on what she told me yesterday. And in it, she's asking for information.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is a situation which Largo Police and Pinellas County Sheriffs, who are also now involved, are trying to ascertain more information, I feel like what, meaning they're trying to get information because they don't know what happened to him, right? Mm-hmm. Because that, it is a possibility that police have a good idea of what happened to Steve.
Right, but they're not going to release it.
Exactly,
publicly.
Right?
Yeah.
And so that could be a very good reason why they're not releasing information, right? Mm-hmm. And a very reasonable, correct reason why they're not releasing information. My concern about that is the statement which Lois got approved by police asking for the public to give information. So if that means that Largo Police, that Pinellas County, they don't know what happened to Steve, then it would seem to me that it would be helpful for Largo then to be releasing more information to the public in order to aid in them offering assistance. But
like specifics of
time. Because I was under the impression it was in the afternoon.
She said it was in the morning. Right.
So when exactly was he last seen? Like a timeline is so key. If you're actually hoping to get witnesses,
yeah,
you need to give them exact times. We need to know exactly when, you know, as close as possible, like when he was last seen. We need to know when Jake Blanchard, who I believe is the one who called it in, when he called it in.
Mm-hmm.
We need to narrow down that timeline. And so when I've been doing the videos on TikTok, people have been asking a lot of questions, which I've been trying to answer. One of which is there CCTV in the buildings?
Mm-hmm.
The answer, from what I understand, is yes. From what I understand, the police do have that footage. You know, could there be some of it that they would want to hold back? Oh, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
However, there could be benefit in releasing some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly video that may show other people.
Right.
So we saw this, you know, England is really big on CCTV.
Yeah.
And in cases like this, English police seem to be very big on releasing the CCTV to get help from the public. And we covered the Leah Croucher case, and there was a lot of CCTV released of that. And it was not only of Leah, you know, her last movements before her disappearance, but it was other people in the area at the time, because they're trying to get information from people who were around and said, right, hey, do you see yourself on this video? Because if you do, we would like to know if you saw anything, right? Because these people who are just going about their day, may not know that they saw anything.
Exactly.
You know? they're just like going to lunch. They're just, you know, going to work. They're doing whatever. They may not know that they saw anything important. But if the CCTV is released and they and the police say, hey, if you were at this place at this exact time,
contact us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's the type of information that could make a huge difference in this case at this point when we're still talking, you know, recently before people start forgetting things.
Yes, exactly.
This is so maddening to me. So there's that. People have also been asking, of course, with the location of Steve's disappearance being in generally in the state of Florida and two in the Clearwater, Florida area. The questions that I've gotten are, could this be related to DeSantis and his anti-LGBTQ agenda? Like basically could Steve have been representing somebody who, you know, was related to that in some way? And again, he's a bankruptcy attorney. Like, no, don't think it has anything to do with that. Another question is, so Clearwater, Florida is the headquarters of Scientology. People kept on asking about that. Again, there's no reason to think that anything that this has anything to do with that either. Yeah. So again, I just want to get that out there because
theories.
Yeah. Like there's nothing.
Do away with that.
Yeah. We don't want to deal with any of that. There's nothing that indicates anything of that nature. So I just do want to say that real quick because it has come up like several times. And I definitely don't want people to like start going off on that. We don't, like you said, we don't really have any other information. The only thing that has come up this morning is an arrest has been made nearby that I am hoping is completely unrelated. This morning around 4:15 a.m., March 26th, 2023, officers from the Largo Police Department arrested Dr. Thomas Roman Kosowski on a charge of first-degree murder. And I'm reading directly from the article here. He was booked into the Pinellas County Jail, and multiple law enforcement officers and investigators were seen at his Tarpon Springs home on Seaview Drive for several hours overnight this past Thursday. The article doesn't say who he was arrested for killing.
Right.
He has been booked. He's currently in jail. Now, the reason why this is even getting brought up, because this article was sent to me many times this morning and has been brought to my attention. The reason why people are bringing it up in relation to Steve's case is because Dr. Kosowski is involved in a lawsuit where he is suing a former plastic surgery office where he worked. And several of the defendants are being represented by Steve's office. And the reason why Steve's, like, I keep on saying he's a bankruptcy attorney. The law firm itself does deal a lot with bankruptcies, but it's like other financial type things as well.
Right.
So I don't know the exact nature of this lawsuit, but that's what it is. Court records have Jake Blanchard's name as the attorney. But I don't know if that's because Jake is
his law firm.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. I don't know if it's just because it's his law firm or because he is actually the attorney who's representing the defendants. I don't know if Steve is directly involved in this case or not. We just know that his firm is directly involved in this case. Now, just to talk about the timeline a little bit, Steve was last seen on Tuesday. Largo police were searching the doctor's home on Thursday night, and they arrested him Sunday morning. The announcement about Steve being missing under mysterious circumstances came out on Friday afternoon. So after
they searched his house,
but before they made the arrest. So I don't,
it might not be linked.
Exactly. And so my hope, and the reason why I'm holding out hope that it might not be linked, is that I'm wondering if on Thursday, if Pasco County, or I keep on saying Pasco County, it's Largo police. If Largo police suspected that Dr. Kozowski was involved in this, I'm wondering if the statement that they put out on Friday would have been worded a little bit differently. I mean, not saying anything about Dr. Kozowski, of course. I don't know if like just saying that he's missing under mysterious circumstances would have been the statement, or if they, I don't know.
It's without any
yeah
inside knowledge, it's hard to venture a guess as to why they would wait,
yeah,
why they would release the statement when they did. Maybe they searched the doctor's house and didn't actually find anything relating to Steve, and that's why they put the announcement out then.
Yeah.
So who
knows?
Yeah,
exactly. Because, yeah, I mean, if they searched on Thursday, they didn't arrest till Sunday. Like, what happened between Thursday and Sunday?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I'm also hoping that they would have given the family a heads up about this if they did think it was related. And based on my conversation with Lois and based on social media posts that Michael, Steve's husband, has made, it doesn't sound like they have.
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping that that's because there isn't a connection, not because police aren't keeping the family in the loop in that way.
Yeah.
I don't know, though, obviously. Masa is on this story. She's unfortunately actually on, she was boarding a plane yesterday, like to go on vacation when we were finding out all about this. But she's still kind of, she's still definitely working on it. And her whole newsroom is on this right now. So WFLA in Tampa is definitely who we want to keep an eye on in terms of any actual updates on this story. I just feel helpless, and I want to help, and I'm just so, you know, I want to make sure that Largo police, that the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, that everybody involved in this case knows that there are so many people who care about Steve, who are not going to let this go, who are not going to just, you know, write this story off. And my only hope in putting this out there today is just, again, getting his name out there, getting his story out there, and hoping that we are doing this quickly enough that we can shake loose kind of more witnesses, more information, somebody who might have seen something, somebody who may know something. So to that end, and again, I'm going to put written information. I'm going to put whatever links I have. I'm going to put, you know, pictures of Steve. Maybe even I found like a really pretty great high school picture of him yesterday.
Uh-oh.
That I think I'm definitely going to. It's physically in a photo album, so I think I'm going to scan it in and put it on just because, like, I think he would appreciate having it's not an embarrassing high school photo, but it's like still a high school photo. I think I might put it up because like I do think he would kind of find that funny. But I'm going to put up whatever I have. I'm going to just so you all can take a look, and just so you can get the information, and again, get this out to people in the Largo, Florida area. Once again, I do want to go back and give you the address of where he was last of where he was last seen. And that was the Blanchard Law Office, which is located at 1501 South Belcher Road in Largo. So if you were anywhere in that vicinity on Tuesday, March 21st, 2023, please think back, think to if you saw something, you know, like I said, I will put Steve's photo out there. Just if you know anything, even if it just seems stupid and completely unrelated, please err on the side of giving unrelated information. Please call the Largo police at 727-587-6730. Let me do that one more time. 727-587-6730. We very, very much want to get Stephen back. We want to find him. We want to get this wrapped up as soon as possible. So the more people who can give information, who may have information, hopefully the faster we'll do that. I'm still going to be posting as soon as, you know, I get more information on social media. So follow us there. I'm not going to do like our whole outro thing again, like whatever, we're a podcast. You're listening to us now. I don't know, you know, whatever, you get it. But we are ATTWG pod on like every social media platform. You can search us on Facebook and then they were gone. Our website is and then they were gone.com. So yeah, so just TikTok is where I'm mainly posting the most information. So get on there and then also Twitter. But please, if you come across it, share it, boost it, tag larger creators if you can. Anybody who you think would be able to help would be great. So we will be back with our normal episode next week. We, you know, like I said, we did it. It was in the can. I was going to be releasing it. Then all this happened and it's on the back burner for right now. And hopefully I will also be able to come back with good news about Steve soon. But either way, we're going to keep you updated. Thank you for listening to this very kind of off the cuff episode. And yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.